Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. Welcome this morning. My name is Tony Bush. I'm in the studio alone. Jim Rossetti is out on assignment this weekend. We have a great show for you this morning. Our guest this morning is R.J. Foster. He owns a company called Wordsmithing. So if you like to use words and do better than me and speak clearly, it would be a very good show for you to listen to. So R.J. Foster will be here. It's Wordsmithing by Foster LLC. We're going to do a little introduction of our sponsors and things first, and then we'll come back after the break. As you know, the program is brought to you each week by the SCORE chapter here in Appleton. SCORE is an organization that's a national organization. It's affiliated with the Small Business Administration, and SCORE's mission in life is to provide free counseling to business owners. Whether you're thinking of starting a business or if you have a business already and you're looking to solve a problem or grow your company, you can contact SCORE at scorefoxcities.com and learn more about the SCORE chapter and how the chapter can assist you. We have probably 60 counselors from Appleton through Fond du Lac in our chapter who have various disciplines such as marketing, IT, cash flow, banking, legal, sales, HR, who can be sounding boards for you and offer assistance to help you grow your company. Again, you can reach SCORE at scorefoxcities.com, pay us a visit, and if you'd like a counseling session, you can fill out the application online, hit the submit button, and a counselor will be contacting you probably within a week to 10 days. Our show is brought to you each week by a number of very, very highly appreciated sponsors. SCORE appreciates the sponsorship. The sponsors include Associated Bank, a very large banking corporation with a footprint in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. They offer great business services. Epiphany Law, they focus only on Epiphany Law here in Appleton. An accounting firm by the name of Alberts & Haling, CPAs. They do small business accounting and accounting for individuals, tax returns, and some tax planning. And with all the changes going on in the tax laws these days, we need to stay on top of that. Also, the Fox Valley Center, Fox Valley Technical College Venture Center is a sponsor. We really appreciate the support from Amy Peach and her team out at the Venture Center, where they conduct business plan training. So if you're interested in building a business plan or learning how to build a business plan, contact the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. And also a special thank you to the Business News, a biweekly periodical coming out of, I believe they print Northeast Wisconsin, Green Bay, Business News, $18 a year. $18 a year for really good information. If you're in business, you want to stay on top of what's happening, Business News is highly recommended. Well, with that, we're going to take a little quick break here. We'll have some of our sponsors say hello to you. And when we come back on the other side, we'll conduct our program with R.J. Foster, Wordsmithing by Foster, LLC. You're listening to Biz Talk, the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Alberts & Haling help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Alberts & Haling CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts & Haling CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
The innovation on-ramp starts at the Venture Center. Don't get passed up in the race for innovation. Visit the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. The Venture Center is the leading business innovation center in the New North, with customized programs for entrepreneurs, existing businesses, and corporations. You can learn the basics of starting and managing your own business, or learn how to refine your business skills in the successful Proceed program.
At the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College, you can take your idea to reality. We feature the only digital product fabrication laboratory in the United States designed specifically for entrepreneurs, businesses, and inventors. Our experts will help you design and make a product prototype with desktop electronics, software, and industrial-grade fabrication. Find out more about the Venture Center and the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
Are you an entrepreneur starting up a business? Maybe you've been in business for several years and your company is growing. Either way, you need a trusted legal advisor. Epiphany Law can help. Epiphany Law is a business law boutique that provides expertise to startup and growing businesses. Period. They don't do divorces. They don't chase accident claims. And they don't dabble in criminal law. They pride themselves on providing solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes, and they have the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor. In short, they do business law, and they do it very well. It's been said that an epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way. If you're a business owner who's ready for a fresh, business-focused approach to legal advice, call the business law experts of Epiphany Law today at 920-996-0000 or look them up online at epiphanylaw.com.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. My name again is Tony Bush, and we're here with RJ Foster of Wordsmithing by Foster LLC. We're going to be talking to RJ in just one moment. I have one announcement to make. On June 12 and June 19, and also today. Is today June 5th, Bob? Today is June 5th. So June 5, June 12, and June 19, Epiphany Law is conducting an Entrepreneurs Anonymous discussion group among entrepreneurs and business owners on hot business topics. This month's topic is the state of lending in the Fox Valley. And business owners are hearing in the news quite a bit that I have to back up. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. The event is happening on June 22nd. And it's going to happen at 5 o'clock at the Wave and Bar and Ballroom for our next, it's going to be the next meeting. The topic is the state of lending in the Fox Valley. Business owners are looking to borrow money. We hear a lot in the news about money being tight and it's just not available. Well, it's really not true. I'm in the financial business myself, and I know for a fact that banks and credit unions do have money to lend out. And this is going to be a very good seminar. June 22nd, 5 o'clock at the Wave Bar and Ballroom. The guest speaker is going to be Peter Prickett. He's the president of the First National Bank Fox Valley. He's going to provide an overview of the issues about the banking industry and answer questions. So it's going to be an opportunity for you to go to this seminar on June 22nd and ask some questions and get some good answers. The cost of the seminar is $10, and you can register by contacting Epiphany Law at 996-0000, 996-0000. June 22nd, 5 p.m., Wave Bar and Ballroom. Peter Prickett, First National Bank, Fox Valley, will be talking about the state of lending in the Fox Valley. Well, our guest this morning is R.J. Foster. He owns a company, Wordsmithing by Foster LLC. And he's going to help me get with my words this morning. Anyway, good morning, R.J.
Good morning, Tony.
It's a pleasure to have you on the program this morning.
Thanks for letting me be here.
We were talking a little bit before the program, and this is just a fascinating topic this morning. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions for RJ, please feel free to give us a call this morning at 281-1150 in Appleton. That number again is 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 1-866-887-1150. 866-887-1150. RJ, tell us about Wordsmithing by Foster LLC.
Wordsmithing is in itself a concept of shaping. It's like a traditional blacksmith taking metal and forming it into different things, tools, weapons, jewelry. What I do is I work in language. I help people pull together their thoughts and their ideas and the things that they want to say, and I help them communicate that more effectively, more clearly, more comfortably, more colorfully, in a way that helps them connect with their audiences or their clients better.
RJ, there's such a great need today to communicate effectively in all phases of our lives, personally, in business, and politics. What brought you to this stage? What's your background, and how did you find this opportunity? How did you identify this niche and pursue this?
I was a science geek. I went to college to be a science geek. I was in the food industry for a very long time, and what I found was there was a great need for connection, for continuity between our sales force and our technical people. And I found myself out on the road a great deal playing that position, playing that role, helping people not so much just receive information, but to gain understanding. And I found as I progressed through the different stages of this that I had more fun helping people connect than actually simply providing that information. As I left the food industry, I found that there was a great void, not just here in the Valley, but anywhere, where folks have a very important thing that they want to say, a message, something about their product, something about what they believe in. Mm-hmm. And they can't communicate that clearly, or they're not comfortable saying it in front of an audience, or they're just simply not sure how to put it. And what happens is their message is lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some would argue that businesses fail because they don't have a plan. Mm-hmm. I won't deny that. But I also believe that businesses fail because they don't sell enough stuff. And if people don't know about your stuff, they're not going to want to buy your stuff.
So basically, a business owner could develop a great business plan and have enough cash in the business to make it work, to provide it to work, but not be successful because they don't know how to deliver a message. And I picked up on some things you just said. You said there's a difference between receiving information and gaining an understanding. That's a pretty critical difference.
It is. It's big. A lot of folks, they understand what they sell. They know what they sell. There's a difference between what you sell and what you offer. Why do people want what you sell? And some businesses, they don't understand that. That's clearly the first step, is to understand what it is you want to tell people. But even if you have that message, if you can't put it out there, it's not going to matter. It's mm-hmm. people. You have to be able to put that thing out there in a way that is going to connect with your audience, a way that engages listeners, that makes them want to know more.
And you mentioned before the show started that in your background you worked in the food industry, and a sales department and the science department were like two ships passing in the night.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give an example of, not a specific one, but describe again how those ships were passing?
Well, like in any industry, you have different levels of a company or a business, and they don't necessarily speak the same language. And what happens is, even though both of them are trying to get to the same place, they don't necessarily get there at the same time. And what can happen with that is then the client or the customer, whoever's supposed to be getting that message, they don't get it. They're not going to find it because you don't have any sort of connection. You need a way to bridge that gap. And whether that's between sales and technical, or people that are on the road versus in-house, or client and vendor, there's always going to be that space. If you can't bridge that space, you're not going to get there. You're not going to reach them.
Now, in terms of wordsmithing, I asked you before the show started, do you belong to an association? There's an association for doctors, the medical association. There's an association for realtors and restaurants and sign association. I asked you, what association do you belong to, and what did you respond? Very interesting.
I'm sort of an island because what I'm doing is unique, although many would say odd or strange.
I agree with unique.
Unique is a good word. The difficulty with classifying what I do is that you can't separate the levels of a message. If somebody has something to say and they write it down, super. But just having the words isn't enough at this point. We're bombarded with messages. That that verbiage needs to speak with your voice. And so I don't simply put words to paper or to screen more often these days. It's infusing all of that. It's understanding what words to choose and the way you use them and using them with someone else's voice. I can easily write down advertising copy for somebody mm-hmm. that could work for a dozen different businesses. So being able to put an individual's voice to it, to speak with an accent, even though it's a printed word, that's important. So looking at wordsmithing, it's a multi-level thing. It's not simply writing. It's writing with spirit. It's creating something. It's not simply being a speech coach. It's helping someone utilize those tools. I liken it a lot to an athletic difference. You can't look at a decathlete and say, oh, you're a runner. No, there's so much more to that. There's so many more facets to it.
Mm-hmm. So you created your own association.
I'll call myself an association. Sure. That makes me the president, right?
Yeah, it does. The founding president.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Yes, I'm the number one wordsmith in the Valley. How about that? I love that.
Your response was, when you joined the BNI group.
I joined a BNI group, and there wasn't a category that I liked, so I created my own.
There you go. Wordsmithing.
Yep. I'm the only wordsmith in the group.
Absolutely. Wordsmithing and getting the message out is really important to business owners. And it's important when they're putting their business plan together. One of the difficulties business owners have when putting a plan together is sometimes they get carried away with the words. They build too much flowery adjectives, beautiful words, beautiful story, nothing wrong with it. But it doesn't bring to the point what perhaps the lender needs or the attorney needs or maybe the other partners in the business need. And so, do you assist business owners if they were to say, I don't know how to put all these thoughts down on paper. It's all rattling around in my head, but I can't get it on paper.
That is a great chunk of what I do on the written side. People, a lot of times folks don't realize the difference in media. For example, if you could take a brochure mm-hmm. and it could be fabulous mm-hmm. and very well written and all those things, you can't take that same information and put it on a website. Because the audience is different. People don't mm-hmm. read on the web. Writing for the web, by any other standard, is terrible writing. It's mm-hmm. awful. It's choppy. It's short. Barely even sentences. Looking in the other direction, you need to have differing levels of flowery, of fluffy. But you can't sacrifice clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And that is quite often what happens is people have, they have a message. But they need to know in medium A, how do I present it? And then in medium B. I just retooled an article for someone for one of the local business journals, and they brought wonderful information about their business. 2.5 pages worth of wonderful business. And without sacrificing any of the information, we made that much more concise. We made it more clear. And we actually enhanced the spirit of the message because there wasn't so much fluff.
Which makes it easier for someone to read and gain an understanding and not just gain information.
And it's not even just easier to read, it's more enjoyable.
Yes.
You're moving through it and people are excited.
And it's more memorable.
Yep.
And then they might act on it.
Exactly.
They won't get lost in a lot of unnecessary verbiage. RJ, where can folks contact you? You have a website.
I do have a website. It's www.wordsmithingbyfoster.com.
And you have a phone number, too.
Yes, I'm at 920-540-3551.
Located in Appleton?
In Darboy, USA.
There you go. The capital, wordsmithing capital of the world.
Amen.
You're listening to Biz Talk and the voice of the Fox Cities 1150, WHBY Radio. We'll be right back after the break.
Or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
And welcome back. My name's Tony Bush. You're listening to Biz Talk on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY radio on a partly cloudy Saturday morning. It's beautiful June morning. Imagine there are some golfers out there golfing, and they're probably doing some wordsmithing out on the golf course. Good morning, RJ.
Good morning.
In the banking business, and I guess in a lot of other professions, they say a lot of work gets done on the golf course. So there must be some wordsmithing going on out on the golf course.
When I'm on the golf course, I'm using words that really aren't appropriate for the radio. So we'll let that slide.
And your math is probably not that good on the golf course either.
No.
Like mine.
Big
like
numbers.
Like mine. We're back talking to RJ Foster. He owns a company called Wordsmithing by Foster LLC. And we're learning this morning about the importance and the value of getting the message out with clarity. And in our first segment, we talked a little bit about the written word and what RJ does in terms of helping business owners to review their articles, their websites, promotional material, and get the real sense and the passion of those words out so the reader can understand that. Let's talk a little bit, RJ, about how you help folks do presentations, because on your brochure, we have writing services and presentation coaching.
Yes.
And tell us about the presentation coaching. Teachers, attorneys, doctors, bankers?
Anyone who needs to speak. Mm-hmm. My approach is a little different. I'm not a traditional speech coach, per se. I find that there's a big difference between a speech and a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And looking back, even just the same way on the written side, getting information versus gaining connection. A speech is sound. A speech is noise. A successful speech makes noise. A successful presentation makes connection.
You listen to Washington, that's more of a speech. If you listen to a teacher in a classroom, that's probably more of a presentation.
Yes. And the difference there is that as a teacher, you need to do exactly that. You need to be able to connect with your audience. You need to reach out to them with your words, with your spirit, with your emotion. If I sit and speak very dully and in a monotone, and yeah, wordsmithing is great, and I'll write you a great story. Super, he's another writer. Yes, that's exactly it. If your audience is not engaged, they're not going to care, however good your message might be.
How does a presenter know if the audience is engaged?
The response.
Which responses would they be looking for?
That depends on the audience.
Okay.
You know, I did a wonderful program, a writing engagement type program with my daughter's school several years ago, and I knew that I was reaching them when their faces had smiles on them and their hands went up and they're asking questions and we were having a great time. I've been in front of groups that speak different languages. I've given presentations in Russia where there's a direct translation. How do you know you're engaging your audience? You can see it. You can feel it.
You have to look for it.
Yes.
And know what to look for.
Exactly. But you don't really. I mean, you need to know that it's there or it's not there. But if you look across your audience and everybody's slumped back in their chair and they're looking off into space or the pencil's just kind of moving back and forth, yeah, it's not very likely they're paying attention to what you're saying. Now, on the other side of that coin, if people are sitting on the edge of their seats, if they're you can see it in their face that they're intrigued by what you're saying. They're asking questions or they're feverishly scrambling to write down what it was you just gave them. That's a difference. It's exactly that. It's a presentation. It's a present. It's a gift. It's something that they want to have. They just need you out of the gate to let them know, to show them that they want it.
You've obviously given many presentations, RJ. Have you felt that energy from the audience and that motivates you?
Oh, without a doubt. without a doubt. It is so circular, it's unbelievable. It's intoxicating when you get in front of a group and they suddenly get it. Wow, this guy has something to offer, and I want more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you find that as nervous as you are, because everybody's nervous, there's no question. I've seen promotional material for speech classes, Conquer Your Fear.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. three out of four people in the U.S., they will tell you, yes, I am afraid on some level of public speaking. The fourth person's lying.
Really?
They're all scared. Everybody's scared. You have to be. You're not human.
Oh, you have to be very, at least have butterflies or some concerns about...
That's right. That's right. The thing, though, is to manage what it does to you.
Right.
Managing fear... I'm not sure if I agree with that term. Managing what the fear does to you. Now you're in business. If you know how it affects you and you use that, you have to use your own tools. You can't just say, well, I'm going to read this book and be a better
speaker. Well, fear is a motivator, too.
Very powerful.
It's a very powerful motivator. Pain is a motivator. We just need to control how we respond to it.
That's exactly right. So for me, when I'm working with folks, coaching folks, before we even think about, well, are we engaging or are we not?
Right.
We need to get rid of the things that hinder that engagement, that keep you from just letting your passion out.
Now, if I'm afraid to give presentations, and you're going to coach me and help me with this, I don't know why I'm afraid. I don't know what to tell you.
That's all right. I know why you're afraid.
But you have a study system, a question system, a discussion process that you walk people through to help maybe give you a demonstration of their presentations, or you sit in on one?
Yes. Yes, all of those things. I wish it was something very scientific and technical to wow and dazzle you, but it really begins with just seeing you speak.
Do you ever record people on a presentation and sit down with them and point things out?
I have done some recording, some video, that sort of thing. The difficulty with that is... people know they're being recorded.
They put on a different face.
That's, yes, yeah. It changes the environment.
Mm-hmm.
One of the classes that I've taught, I've run a program on the in a continuing education programs called Spoken Communication for Cowards. It's a baseline stage fright class, and I have people get up and introduce themselves. Get up and introduce yourselves for 1 minute. I give them a couple minutes to think about it. Get up and introduce yourself. That is a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it in business, it's a marketing presentation.
And it's a presentation on you.
Mm-hmm. So it should be your favorite topic.
That's exactly right.
It should be the topic you know the most about.
That's right.
We're eliminating, theoretically, most of what you might be nervous.
You don't need to know a lot of technical stuff.
Yep.
Archie, I'd like to give the numbers out again. If you're listening in Appleton at 281-1150, you can call us with a number or a question. I just gave you the number. call a question in at 281-1150. If you're outside the area, call us at 1-866-887-1150. We're talking this morning with R.J. Foster of Wordsmithing by Foster, LLC, and we're having a great discussion and learning about the power of effective presentations and communications. R.J., you do work with an array of clients. Can you give us an overview of, maybe it's easier to say, who you wouldn't work with? I don't know.
I think the only person that I would shy away from is somebody who is absolutely convinced it's already absolutely perfect.
Okay.
You know, well, someone who's being forced to be there. I know a lot of folks that go to week-long sessions,
right,
like for team building and things,
right,
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to be there. So that's going to make it very difficult. For me, I'll work with anybody who wants to put their message out there. I've done work with kids. I've worked with people in business on all levels of business. I've worked with clergy people. I worked with one of our assistant pastors from church a couple of years back on his doctoral degree, and his entire goal was to be up and able to do a sermon without notes. I mean, he was a wonderful preacher, very, very engaging. He couldn't stand to not have a manuscript in front of him. And he came to me and said, can you help me with this? Sure, yeah, let's have some fun. And we did all kinds of crazy off-the-wall stuff to help him use the tools he had. You know, it wasn't about, you have to do this and you have to get rid of your note.
Well, here's a quote from your brochure that maybe will be a segue from that or extension of that. Benjamin Franklin said, If you would persuade, you must appeal to interest rather than intellect. So it's thinking about the presentation you're giving and why are you giving it? What do you want the audience to walk away with? And focusing on those messages keeps you focused during the presentation.
Yes, but even more importantly, out of the gate in any presentation, you have to be interesting.
Oh, yes.
We have so much going on around us. People have become very, very skilled at tuning everything out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to engage with folks.
It's almost like a self-defense mechanism, isn't it?
Yes.
Tuning things out?
Yes, you have to shelter. Okay. Otherwise, you'd be on overload all the time.
Mm-hmm. R.J. Foster says, you don't ask, you don't know if you don't ask. That's pretty significant, too. But it's all about communication and understanding. And like a college speech instructor taught us in college, you get up and tell them what you're going to tell them, and then you tell them, and you tell them what you told them. And you don't use the same words all the time, but if you boil it down to simple pieces, the message is easier and it's not so overwhelming for the presenter.
Yep.
In terms of your networking and how do you market yourself? How do you go out there and say, here's what I do, here's how I can help you, and here's what I can do for you and with you? How do you do that?
It sounds cliche to say word of mouth, given that I do a lot of presentation types things, but that's exactly it. I work a lot of networking groups. I work a lot of different areas where I get to hear people actually put themselves out there. Listening to 15 or 20 elevator speeches. I don't like the term elevator speech, but it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me that people with such a strong message have difficulty standing up for 30 lousy seconds, and they're so gripped with fear. Or they get up and their message is so, it could be very cluttered with stuff. It could be a little too salesy. You know, there's mm-hmm. nothing, there's no substance to it. Listening to those miniature presentations is a great place to start and understand where somebody is on their path to business development. Mm-hmm.
I think in a lot of cases, too, and you probably know a lot more about this than I do, but a lot of people come to the bank and they tell what their business is all about and how much money they need to borrow and how they're going to pay it back. And it's so easy to quickly determine those who've done their homework and those who haven't done their homework. Writing things out first forces people to articulate more effectively and thoroughly what they're really trying to say, than to think they can just go in and say it.
Yes.
It's almost like practicing your presentation if you write it out. It takes time. It's not easy to do. You write it out, you might have to go back and rewrite it 2, 3, 4 times
mm-hmm.
over the next 4 days or 2 weeks. But writing things out crystallizes our thought process.
Well, and being able to see your message
exactly.
is important.
Yes.
If you get yourself to a point and you need to go to yeah. a banker and put yourself out there, and you can't do it without 4 pages of notes, that's a difficult situation to be in.
Right. So it's really organizing our thoughts. It's showing some priorities. We may have a lot of good thoughts, but we want to prioritize them.
Yes, that's the beginning. That's mm-hmm. the beginning of it. And being able to move from 4 pages to 4 sentences, that's important. The difficulty comes where you're not able to infuse the spirit of your business in there. You need to speak with your voice.
You can't lose the fire.
Exactly.
You can't lose the passion.
Absolutely.
Don't use too much water. Don't water it down.
Yep.
We're talking this morning with R.J. Foster of Wordsmithing by Foster LLC. We're going to be taking a little break here. We'll come back for the final segment of the program. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
Tax.
taxes, bookkeeping?
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Tomorrow's innovation starts today in the Fab Lab. The Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College is an innovation center where any product you can think of becomes reality. Perfect for independent inventors or business product development, the Fab Lab helps you create a product prototype. Our product design and fabrication experts teach inventors, entrepreneurs, or students how to use desktop digital technology to create product prototypes. Here's how the Fab Lab has helped.
Any industry like ours dreams about having cutting-edge equipment, but we don't have the time to learn how to operate it or the money to purchase it. The Fab Lab solves that.
How can you get your product or idea into the Fab Lab? Attend our free Explore the Fab Lab sessions or meet with our team members who will help you design a customized plan to create your product or test your idea. Find out more about how the Fab Lab can innovate your business. Visit us online at www.fvtc.edu/fablab or call 920-993-5177.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. And Epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
And welcome back. Tony Bush here on Biz Talk. We're going into our final segment this morning, and we're talking this morning with R.J. Foster of Wordsmithing by Foster LLC. We do have a few minutes left in the program. If you'd like to call in with a question or comment, R.J. would be happy to talk to you. Our local number in Appleton is 281-1150, 281-1150. If you're outside the area, it's 1-866-887-1150. RJ, we've had a pretty good conversation this morning. I've really enjoyed it. And you've had some great tips on communicating and getting the message out.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I think that's, you know, that's there's so many fledgling businesses and even businesses that are that exist currently. It's not simply about inventing your message. Sometimes you need to step back and actually reinvent, repolish the blade. Even something as simple as a new tagline can put such a wonderful new face on your business.
Yes. On your car when you pulled up, on your brochure and on your website, what is this?
That's an anvil.
And why is it an anvil on your company logo?
The anvil is the main tool of the blacksmith. And depending on what type of a job that blacksmith is doing, he's going to use it differently. But it's always the same basis. Whether you're creating something new and you're hammering away at something, if you're just starting to smooth and shape, or if you're actually just polishing. And that's exactly what I do for businesses. Because people in different stages or in different places, that's what they need. Some people need to scrap and start over and create a whole new image, a whole new communication set. Other folks just need a little shine to the smile.
And if someone is interested in contacting you, RJ, how do they get in touch with you?
The website, my website is www.wordsmithingbyfoster.com. You can reach me there. You can email me. It's rj@wordsmithingbyfoster.com. Or just give me a call, and we can talk about what it is you need. I'm at 920-540-3551.
We just have a few minutes left, RJ. Quick question for you before our biz tip. The difference between a marketing plan and a business plan.
I don't know if I have the exact technical answer for that.
There probably isn't one. What's your interpretation?
When I started my business, it was important to recognize that what I provide is not tangible per se. You can't necessarily put your fingers
on a message.
Can't pick
it up and carry it out the door.
Yes. So for me, a business plan wasn't as applicable as a marketing plan, a sense of direction for how and where I was going to market the product. And then being able to present what it is I do as a product. A lot of businesses that offer services don't get that you actually need to put your service out there with a feeling, with a sense of tangible, touchable, feelable, something that's going to help people succeed.
It's all in the perception, isn't it?
Yes.
Whether it's, if you sold bottled water and it looked really great and it had a little hole in the bottom and the bottle leaked the water out of it, but the perception was it was good, people would buy that. They probably wouldn't look at the leak. They wouldn't notice it initially. That's a crazy example, but perception is powerful.
Certainly, certainly. And even if you do have a leak in there, is it a leak? Is it a faulty bottle? Or is it environmentally enhanced because the air can get in there? You know, there's all different ways to look at things.
There could be a message there.
Yes.
And so sometimes, I think often it's necessary to get a second opinion.
Oh, sure.
I can sit down and write something up for my company or Bob's company or Jim's company, and Jim says, hey, thanks, that's great. But there was no second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good to get a second opinion, get a second look at it, because it keeps the blade sharp. You get more efficient.
Oh, sure. The more perspectives you can get on anything like that is mm-hmm. better, always better. And sometimes that's all I'm even doing for folks. I've worked with folks on the presentation side of the business where all we're doing is dry running a sales presentation they're going to give. I just want to know how it sounds. I want to see what it looks like. What do you think of my slides? Are they too cluttered? It's just even sometimes just another viewpoint.
Mm-hmm. And good things can come out of that. Well, our typical tradition here on the program, RJ, is for our guests to leave a biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom about anything that you think will help business owners or folks succeed. Would you like to share one or two with us?
Sure. I think from a business standpoint, don't shy away from the spirit of what it is you're doing, what it is you're doing for people. Again, always understand the difference between what you sell and what you offer, and don't be afraid to put your own spin on it, your own voice, your own accent. You know, people, even just around here, you can hear 2-3 different accents from people depending on where they're from and their background and where they grew up. The same is with your business communications. It should always speak to people, and it should always speak with your voice. You should never be afraid of that. Always try to present yourself, put yourself in the business, and show your spirit, show your passion for what it is you do. People will respond.
They will respond, and it takes some confidence and consistency to do that. And don't be afraid of making a mistake.
Yep.
I always say mistakes are opportunities to learn. We always seem to learn more from our mistakes than we do from our successes anyway.
Sometimes.
RJ, this has been a really delightful program this morning. Thank you for being our guest.
Thanks for having me.
And again, one last time, how can folks reach you?
I'm on the web at wordsmithingbyfoster.com, or you can give me a call. It's 920-540-3551.
Great. Well, you've been listening to Biz Talk this morning. If you have any questions for RJ, please give him a call. Check him out on his website. I'm sure he's going to bring some real value to you in your business as you strive for success. You've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY Radio.